Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome. This Monday edition of Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733 is our toll-free number. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. You can join us on air. And in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And let's go straight away to your calls and your thoughts. We have the Christian Anarchist joining us on our Matrix server over at chat. What is it, Ian?
.lrn.fm.
Thank you. Gene, you're on the air.
Commies.
Where?
Anyway, they're all over the place. It seems to be that a lot of the younger generation want to grab that label.
Doesn't it always seem like that, though? I mean, that was true like a generation ago, wasn't it?
Well, sort of, I guess, yeah. But I had this long back and forth on Twitter from this guy. Actually, I responded to Gavin Newsom's idiotic post.
That's the California governor?
Yeah.
Which idiotic post? Of course,
can't tell you at the moment.
Okay.
But one of them, one of his many. And so we got into a long back and forth about communism.
With the governor of California?
No. This other person that was also responding there. But it got to be boiled down to, after pointing out all of the fallacies regarding communism and how nobody had ever made it work, and somehow
I couldn't make it work either.
Yeah. So this guy thinks that he's able to make it work.
Oh, okay. Just put him in charge.
Yeah, put him in charge. But I pointed out that, you know, it's been tried for over 100 years. We've never been able to make it work.
Well, he's gonna bring new ideas to communism.
Yeah, that's what they always say, right? It's never been done right.
We can just deport him to China, and he can see if he can fix their system.
I put that in one of the responses, actually, but it's similar to that. But what it boiled down to is at the very end, what he was saying is that he wants to have a guarantee of a gouvernement that can guarantee health care and basic needs. And I pointed out to him that, first of all, it's never happened, and how that no one has a guarantee to anything in this world, and it's unreasonable to expect a guarantee. When we're born into this world, the only thing we have is liberty. We have, of course, first we've got to be raised by our parents, mm-hmm. but then once you're kicked out of the nest and you're allowed to walk freely in this world, everyone has their rights. Now, I've explained rights as existing no matter where people are. So even if I go to China, I have all the same rights I have here, even though if I try to exercise them too freely there, somebody's going to come down on me with violence.
Right.
And that's, so violation of rights is not the same as your rights not existing.
Well, and just for the listeners out there who might not be familiar, can we define communism in your context, Gene?
Well, I think the classic definition of communism is when you have a state system that takes control of the means of production and divvies out everyone according to their need. I mean, it sounds great. It sounds like heaven on earth, right? But it never works out that way. It always winds up that the people that you put in power are going to take more power, and they're going to use that power to oppress the people, or to repress the masses. It sounds great, but it never works.
Right, because when you give power away to groups of people, to expect that to be used for the benefit of the people that this power was taken away from, to me, is pretty ridiculous.
It's really a lazy philosophy, because you're expecting that because I believe in communism, that those people over there are going to somehow provide for my means. That's really basic laziness.
Yep.
Instead of wanting to say, well, I just want everybody to leave me alone and let me provide for my own means. You know, don't take my stuff. Don't hinder me when I want to move forward, when I want to make progress. But, of course, all governments everywhere do exactly that. They hinder progress and they take your stuff. So,
you don't want to pay your fair share of murdering the Iraqis?
Oh, no, I definitely want to pay my fair share. My fair share is zero. Yep. That's my fair share.
Indeed.
That sounds fair to me.
Why do you think we continue to see these, I don't know, these waves of communists supporting people, you know, espouse these ideas? Why do you suppose it keeps coming up?
Well, I know the reason that it's currently getting so popular, and that's because of the education system, especially the higher education system. These kids are being brainwashed into thinking that somehow this ideal situation where all your needs will be met is going to happen in their generation. And they keep telling every generation that, you know, that it's going
to
happen.
Well, I mean, Biden's on the campaign trail promising to waive all college debt. So, I mean, that definitely to somebody who is over their head by $100,000 or $50,000 or $200,000 bucks or whatever it is that they're into for college, that's an attractive promise, right? So, you know, you can't blame people who don't know any better. They're young, right? They have no real significant life experience. You can't blame folks for wanting a free ride. I mean, if somebody's out there promising it, some people are going to fall for that. They don't know anything.
Yeah. And, you know, something, I did go to public schools when I was young, but at least back in those days, we had something in some of our classes called critical thought. And we were taught critical thought.
Really?
And we were taught to question things. We were taught to, you know, come up in the front and have a little debate about the pros and cons, even of racism.
You were only supposed to question certain things. You weren't supposed to question the principle. You weren't supposed to question so-called authority, the police, or anything like that. But yeah, you're right. They would teach so-called critical thinking, but with limits.
I think,
of course, I grew up in the '60s, and we did question authority quite a bit, even in the schools.
I think there's another cause that we don't talk about, which is there's a big lie that gets passed off on Americans, and it's been passed off on Americans for generations, that the system we have now is a thing called capitalism. And I can't blame somebody growing up in today's world for people for saying, okay, well, if there's two things and the system we have is one of these things, then I want the other one. Okay, I can see how that would be, and it's a lot of that, I think, is because we have chosen to fight against communism by communist means. Okay, for example, they wanted to prove that capitalism was the freer of the systems during Vietnam by enslaving people and making them go to kill people in Vietnam. And of course, that is an illustration of the opposite of capitalism.
Right.
But they called it capitalism, so I can see why people would think it must have been that.
Well, Gene, I came up in the, you know, sort of the Cold War era, right? Going to school in the, you know, early '80s. And, you know, it was, you know, better dead than red and all that kind of stuff was, you know, a common retort from, you know, news agencies and even teachers and that kind of a thing. You know, looking back upon all of that now, I just say to myself, you know, the former communist Soviet Union, would be very much jealous of all of the control and oversight that is currently happening here in the United States. Like, there's more communism going on here than there was there back in the mid-'80s.
Well, there's long been a plot for that.
More socialism anyway, but not necessarily communism.
Well, but the communists have gotten into certain roles, right? Like, they've gotten into political office, they've gotten into administrative roles in governments and schools and things like that, and so there should be no surprise that, you know, they've managed to inculcate people.
Yep, there's some of them out there, that's for sure.
All right, well, thanks for the call tonight, Gene. We do appreciate it. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733. You can join us on the air. We've got plenty more to talk about. Do you think the United States is more socialist or communist now than it was a couple of decades ago? We've got more coming up. Free Talk Live.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Economist claims that value of US dollar will descend by 35% in the next year, and the dollar is the most overrated major currency in the world today. US Federal Reserve is actively working on turning the US dollar into a digital currency. Bitcoin set a new record for time above $10,000 in value. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowwhey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We'll be right back. big explosion right there, right where the snare kicks in, the music gets all loud. Boom! That'd be cool. It would. Anyway, Free Talk Live. Welcome back, everybody. 855-450-3733 is our toll-free number if you'd like to join us on air. You can talk about anything you want, anything at all. We've been talking about many things tonight, and we'll continue to do so. In the studio tonight, it's myself, Ian, and nobody. And we'll get to more Free Talk Live in just a moment. But first,
it almost sounded like myself, Ian, meaning that you are Ian, and you're with nobody.
I am, let me speak in third person. The Lord Reverend Captain Kickass is here, as well as Ian and nobody.
That's right.
In addition to himself.
Well, he'll be back in just a moment.
Nobody will be back.
Yeah.
But we're already
nobody
still here.
Nobody will return.
Nobody will return, but we're already still here.
That's right. Last time I checked.
If that's confusing, that's okay. This won't be. Intercoin's team has spent the last decade helping
yes, it will,
communities
actually.
Release apps to unite their members and coordinate social activity. Now communities can release currencies to coordinate economic activity. They represent a soft but voluntary power, encouraging people to spend the currency on local goods and services that accept it, or to support the community with small fees when cashing out unused coins. Towns already do this to battle globalism, and festivals can create an extended online community that transacts on their own year-round. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the Internet and in meat space. We think that's important here on Free Talk Live, so important that Free Talk Live accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Inc. in exchange for advertising. If you think freedom is important, too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. That's intercoin.org. Shifting gears from our previous topics, I want to talk a little bit about this from thefederalist.com, an article that says, the CDC study finds overwhelming majority of people getting coronavirus wore masks.
How about that?
Whoa.
Isn't that special?
Wear mask, get Rona. Weird.
Well, that's not clear from what you've said so far. The question is the percentage of people who get the disease and wear masks greater than the percentage of the general population which wears masks?
Okay, well, let's see if this article drills down on that. A Center for Disease Control report released in September shows that masks and face coverings are not effective in preventing the spread of COVID-19, even for those people who consistently wear them. A study conducted in the United States in July found that when they compare 154 case patients who tested positive for COVID-19 to a control group of 160 participants from the same healthcare facility who were symptomatic but tested negative, over 70% of the case patients were contaminated with the virus and fell ill despite, quote, always, unquote, wearing a mask. In the 14 days before illness onset, 71% of case patients and 74% of control participants reported always using cloth face coverings or other mask types when in public, the report stated.
Wow.
In addition, over 14% of the case patients said they often wore a face covering and were still infected with the virus. The study also demonstrates that under 4% of these case patients became sick with the virus even though they never wore a mask or face covering. Does that answer your question, nobody?
He
wasn't paying attention.
Not quite.
Okay.
Not quite. I'll have to do the math myself.
All right. Despite over 70% of the case patient participants' efforts to follow CDC recommendations by committing to always wearing face coverings at gatherings with 10 persons,
less than 10
in a home, shopping, dining at a restaurant, going to an office, setting salon, gym, bar, coffee shop, etc., and so on, they still contracted the virus.
But they'll still argue, I'm sure, that their odds were lower. Well, so, yeah, they still got coronavirus, but if they had not worn the mask, then more people would have gotten coronavirus.
And that's actually the question I want to ask with the answer with the calculation I want to do.
While the study notes that some of these people may have contracted the virus from the few moments that they removed their mask to, say, eat or drink at places that offer on-site eating or drinking, the CDC concedes that there is no successful way to evaluate if that was the exact moment someone became exposed and contracted the virus.
So that's one of the reasons why the California governor, who was mentioned earlier, has an official statement from his office saying they want people to put masks on while they're between bites.
Between bites, that's right. Take a bite, put the mask on.
I thought I was seeing that last night here in Keene, which we're not in California. We're in, but it might as well be the California.
Somebody putting mask on between bites?
I thought I saw it. What I saw was two people who were already done eating had put their masks back on in order to converse with one another at the dinner table. This was at Fucking Great here in Keene. They were out. They were the outside table when I was arriving.
Yeah.
There was still a couple people that were eating, but the two of the folks who were not eating anymore had finished their meals and were back to masked up.
Yeah, if you are in the Keene area ever, please stop into Fucking Great for some That's pretty keen and also great.
Yeah, it really is.
Characterization of community exposures can be difficult to assess when widespread transmission is occurring, especially from asymptomatic persons within inherently interconnected communities, the report states. In fact, the report suggests that direction, ventilation, and intensity of airflow might affect virus transmission, even if social distancing measures and mask use are implemented according to current guidance. Despite this new scientific information, the CDC director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Dr. Anthony Fauci, and many political authorities are still encouraging people to wear masks.
Well, they're doing more than encouraging. They are threatening. New York City issued over $150,000 in fines in just the first weekend of their new crackdown.
Wow.
Yep, 62 fines, so you do the math on that.
What did they say about government? Never let a good crisis go to waste?
Yeah. Actually, I'll do the math for you. That's an average of $2,400 per fine. And it was fines up to $15,000, so they could hit a restaurant, for instance, with maximum $15,000 fine for a violation.
So are they finding the individuals or finding the establishments or both?
All of the above.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
Not good. Not good. When is New York going to have had enough? You know, as horrible as that city is with all the over-legislation and all of the thieving and the cronies that are in positions of power there, when is that particular area going to have had enough?
Well, somebody had enough. We were at dinner last night at the restaurant you were talking about. A guy had escaped from New York, from the Bronx, specifically, and moved to New Hampshire.
Quite literally. 855-450-FREE. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Moose is the German Shepherd, now 11. And he's been an amazing dog. Moose is so active and so alert and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has a beautiful coat, and at 11, he'll still run and chase the ball. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
Dynavite for life.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
DINOVITE.com.
We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry. For 67 years, the American Bar Association has conducted comprehensive peer reviews of the professional qualifications of federal judicial nominees, including all 34 U.S. Supreme Court nominees. The ABA gives Amy Barrett a well-qualified ranking, the association's highest rank. As the confirmation hearings continue, today's posturing comes from both sides of the aisle. Senator Feinstein of California.
Most importantly, health care coverage for millions of Americans is at stake with this nomination.
Senator Mike Lee of Utah.
Anytime anyone tries to attribute to you a policy position and hold you to that, you're not a policymaker, you're a judge. That's what we're here to discuss.
Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina said Sunday that the Senate Judiciary Committee will complete interviews and hearings during the next 3 weeks. USA Radio News. The White House and Speaker Nancy Pelosi are releasing dueling letters describing the state of talks on a new stimulus package. The letter from Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and Chief of Staff Mark Meadows accused the House of passing two separate partisan bills instead of compromising with us on a bipartisan legislation. However, they pledged to keep trying to work with Democrat leaders in Congress. Speaker Pelosi panned the latest White House proposal. The California Democrat said it's wholly insufficient when it comes to virus-related issues like testing. President Trump's son, Eric, says his father wants to debate Democratic nominee Joe Biden face-to-face. On ABC's This Week, the younger Trump says in-person debates have been a feature of the nation's politics. He described a virtual debate as a glorified conference call. The second debate set for this week won't happen after a viral format change. However, Eric Trump says the president is still willing to debate Biden in person this week. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Is our toll-free number. This is Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk program that's also streamed on the internet, if you didn't know, where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about anything you want. You can pretend that you're Vincent from the ShamWow commercial, or you can just listen to people like myself, the captain, and Ian.
And nobody.
And we're going to segue into, now that the CDC study finds that the overwhelming majority of people getting coronavirus wore masks, and has clearly stated in this report that masks don't really work to prevent the spread of COVID-19. We're going to talk about another organization that has flipped its stance. And we'll get to that in just a minute. But first, do you have a WordPress website running WooCommerce and you want to accept cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and Bitcoin SV? Because now you can easily enable crypto payments from your customers by adding the AnyPay plugin to your WordPress site. It only takes a moment. Just visit AnyPayInc.com, set up your account by entering your crypto wallet addresses in the admin panel, then enable AnyPay plugin in your WooCommerce, and that's it. Now your website takes cryptocurrency thanks to AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com. Love the work those guys are doing over there.
Wasn't the nuts line from Slap Chop?
Oh, it was from Slap Chop. It wasn't from ShamWow, but it was the same guy.
Same guy.
Yeah, it was the same guy. You're right, yeah. Good memory.
I've never seen the I've never seen the actual commercial, but there was like a Slap Chop remix on the internet, which was hilarious.
Yeah, no, I've seen the actual commercials. There were a couple of different versions of them. One of them was my favorite, but yeah, it was super hilarious. At any rate, this from news.com.au. So we're going down under for our news. Is that Australian or English? I can't tell. I get them confused.
Hey?
Crikey, that's not a knife. There we go.
That's a knife. That's a knife.
Okay, the headline, coronavirus. WHO, that's the World Health Organization, not the rock band.
Who?
Right, or doctor. The WHO backflips on virus stance by condemning lockdowns. Remember the WHO was like, we need to lock everything down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We need to shut everything down. We need to crush the economy. We need to ruin small businesses.
Well, they did, and now they're feeling sorry? What is precipitating this?
Well, let's see. The World Health Organization has backflipped on its original COVID-19 stance after calling for world leaders to stop locking down their countries and economies. Dr. David Nabarro from the WHO appealed to world leaders yesterday, telling them to stop using lockdowns as your primary control method of the coronavirus. He also claimed that the only thing lockdowns achieved was poverty.
Wow, exactly as we predicted. They should replace the WHO with
us,
Free Talk Live. I mean, the two medical issues that they couldn't get right, we just did. Without even knowing.
I just want to read this sentence in its entirety. He also claimed that the only thing lockdowns achieved was poverty, with no mention of the potential lives saved.
You know what's common with poverty? Shorter lifespans.
Yeah.
Death.
Mm-hmm. Very common.
Yeah. And, of course, the reason I think they didn't mention lives saved is, for example, the study that we did that we went over on Friday that came from the Telegraph.uk, where they found that more people died as a result of the lockdowns than would have died if there hadn't been any lockdowns. So if it saves just one life, idiots, it didn't save a life. No. It cost lives. It cost tens or possibly hundreds of thousands of lives.
And those numbers are still climbing.
Yeah, it continues to do so because none of this BS has been lifted in its entirety. Some areas are more locked down or more masked up than others, depending on the region that you live in, but everybody has been affected to some degree. This guy, David Nabarro, goes on to say things that, well, I think we've been saying here on Free Talk Live since, February. Lockdowns have just one consequence that you must never, ever belittle, and that is making poor people an awful lot poorer, he said.
Yeah, but look at how much money it made for Bezos. He made a fortune.
Oh, yeah, there was...
All the billionaires are much, much richer than they were.
As happens repeatedly in the United States, whenever government decides to take advantage of either an actual crisis or a manufactured one, whatever it is, it's when they get the people reeling in fear, they implement more, we'll call them draconian measures, to do a money grab. You know, how much did the Federal Reserve inject into the economy?
Trillions. More to come.
Trillions.
Trillion so far.
Yeah, they're still cooking up another package of more trillions to go, of course, to their corporate benefactors. And then they'll cut a little check to the little people.
This is my favorite sentence. We in the World Health Organization do not advocate lockdowns as the primary means of control of this virus.
Oh, so they're okay with them being the secondary means.
Because, you know, making people poor while they're sick helpful if it's not the main thing you do.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Was it not the World Health Organization that recommended the lockdowns?
I presume they did. I don't really pay attention to who recommends the tyranny.
Who?
You know. Yeah.
He continues, the only time we believe a lockdown is justified is to buy you time to reorganize, regroup, rebalance your resources, protect your health workers who are exhausted, but by and large, we'd rather not do it.
But they're okay with it in those circumstances, and so, you know, whatever, they'll keep doing it. And it doesn't matter anyway, because they can only really make recommendations. Governments are going to do what they're going to do.
That's true. And it's already done at this point, so, I mean, like...
It's continuing to be done in New York City. They're cracking down again. Certain areas, as we reported last week, of New York City, the Bronx and Queens, for instance, certain entire zip codes are considered red zones, and now businesses are no longer allowed to open. The so-called non-essential businesses, which, of course, we all think that all businesses are essential to the people that own them and the employees there. But those so-called non-essential businesses are being forced to close. Restaurants are being forced to not allow dining indoor or outdoor, only takeout, and various other restrictions, and the draconian fines that are coming into play as well.
Yeah, I don't have it here tonight for show prep, but I did read an article from the Seattle area talking about something like in the teens, like 15 or 16 more restaurants that have been around, that have been, you know, for 30 years or so,
established favorites,
are closing permanently.
So sad.
So more, and more to come.
Oh, yeah.
More to come.
Well, yeah, because there's a lot of businesses that are they're running on fumes.
Yeah.
You know, they've managed to keep their head above the water just barely. Some of them utilizing the government handouts that came out earlier
this year. The loans that they have to pay back.
Well, if they spent the loans in the so-called approved measures, like by, I think it's like 80% or 70% or something had to be spent
on staffing.
Oh, but
look, you didn't check the right box, or you didn't dot the I across the T properly.
Well, the thing is, if you're in well with the politicians, you'll have no problem convincing them that you did the right stuff with them. It's the people who aren't connected who will suffer from that, and, you know, who cares about them anyway?
Well, apparently the World Health Organization is one of the most inconsistent organizations I can remember in recent memory.
Sick bastards.
Yep. 855-450-3733 is our toll-free number if you'd like to join the discussion. We'll talk more about this and many other things coming up.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. It is Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk show program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about anything you'd like to. Our toll-free number for that purpose is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's myself, the Lord.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
I'm getting so much play out of that. It's awesome.
Oh, Lord, it's hard to be humble.
No, it's pretty easy, actually.
Well, maybe for you, but when you're perfect in every way, it's not.
Nobody's perfect. We've been talking.
Exactly.
Nobody is perfect. How much more of a perfect sentence could there be? We've been talking about this article from news.com.au. A representative of the World Health Organization, Dr. David Nabarro, has said the only thing lockdowns achieve is poverty. And he goes on to recommend or not recommend lockdowns.
Well, he qualified it. He said that there are certain circumstances under which they would allow a lock, or they would recommend a lockdown, but he generally recommends against it. But either way, he did admit that does create poverty, and that, of course, will ruin people's lives, which will lead to suicide and death from, you know, malnutrition or whatever other problems.
Dr. Nabarro,
drug addiction,
and all of these things, even the thing that we saw last week that said that the lockdowns had cost more lives than they had saved. That was just from the disease.
Yeah.
It didn't count the suicides.
Right.
It didn't count the drug overdoses. It didn't count any of that stuff. Yeah. The 12,000 people that are expected to starve to death, literally, in third world countries as a result of the slowdowns of first world countries.
Not to mention the economic impact, which is one of Dr. Nabarro's main criticisms. It says here his main criticisms involved the global impact, explaining how poorer economies
had been indirectly affected. Just look at what happened to the tourism industry, particularly in the Caribbean, for example, or in the Pacific, because people aren't taking their holidays, he said.
Yeah.
Look what happened to smallholder farms all over the world. Look at what's happening to the poverty levels. It seems that we may well have a doubling of world poverty by next year.
Oh, isn't that special? Good job, everybody.
We may well have at least a doubling of child malnutrition.
Yeah, yeah, and that's an important point, is that we haven't really seen the full effects of this yet. It's still early as far as the economic fallout is concerned. A lot of businesses, as I mentioned, they're still just kind of skating by, maybe barely keeping their heads above water. Look at, for instance, the airline industry, which received a large bailout package here in the United States. I suspect similar things were done in other countries, but you know, the federal government and the Republicans and Democrats agreed that they were going to print a bunch of money, which of course takes value from those of us who have savings and transfers that value to the recipients of that money, in this case, mega corporations like American Airlines, United,
right.
JetBlue, you know, you fill in the blank, whichever airline. And then that money just ran out like 2 weeks ago or a week or so ago. So a lot of those airline employees who had been continuing to receiving paychecks because of this bailout money, that's now over, and they are now being laid off or furloughed. They're being told, I'm sorry, you can't work now. We don't have any money. And now the airlines are going back to the government and begging for more money. And it's not just the airlines. Best Western CEO David Kong is saying that it is a unsustainable situation, quote, really bad. According to the American Hotel and Lodging Association, some 38,000 of the United States' 57,000 hotels will close within 6 months without further government assistance. So it sounds like they've already been getting some government money.
Son of a biscuit.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's more than way more than half of the hotels in the
U.S. This guy, David Kong, can we make him a king somewhere? So he could be King Kong?
He is Asian looking. If that matters. But do you want to hear more about this?
Yeah, actually I do, because that's pretty staggering data.
Yeah, it is. Travel, tourism, and hospitality has been at the center of the COVID-19 crunch, hammered by the pandemic, as though the pandemic hammered anybody.
Yeah. It's not the pandemic's fault. It's government's fault. Government imposed all of these things by force.
Every news story has to include a reference to why it's the pandemic that's at fault here, why all of these things are caused by the pandemic, even though if you just let it go, a few people would have gotten sick, a few of them would have died, and then we'd have been fine, and all the businesses would have kept running at full capacity, and everything would have been just fine.
It's a pet peeve of mine for things not to be called what they are.
Yep.
Right? I have this problem with sometimes definitions of words.
Or to be called things that they aren't.
When they say, oh, it's because of the pandemic. Oh, it's because of coronavirus. No, it's not. It's because of the government's overreaction and power grab and greedy nature that we are in this position.
And I will add to that, people's obedience. Because
government
goons had said, you know, jump, and people didn't jump, then we'd still be fine. If the government goons had said, close your businesses, and people said, no, then we would have been fine. But no, everybody thinks the government's got them their best interests in mind, and I don't know what it's going to take for them to learn that that's not true. Millions of workers continue to be unemployed while hotel and motel owners scramble to keep their businesses open. Owners are now acting as desk clerks and cleaning crews, while millions of workers remain sidelined with an uncertain future. It's true, not just in the hotels and motel business, but the very restaurant that we were at last night. The owner is washing dishes.
Yes, true.
Okay, so this is happening.
The owner was bussing the tables.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah. She's got one server. She's there, and she's got two guys back in the kitchen. I think she brought a third person into the kitchen because she knew we had a big group the previous week, so she brought in an extra person. But she's running on a skeleton crew, and this is after two of her other businesses have already closed, two of her other restaurants going on. So Kong, that's the CEO at Best Western, doesn't know how much longer those struggling to keep things going can continue. He said, quote, it's really hard to say when a recovery is going to be. The situation we're in now, it's not sustainable. It's really bad. He told CNBC in a phone interview, saying further, as people use up all their savings and reserves, they're going to default on their loans. And then what?
Well, and the answer to that is it harms the shareholders, but the then what is the companies go bankrupt,
mm-hmm.
the hotels, which continue to exist, are sold to new owners, and the new owners reopen them. So, and I'm not saying that this to trivialize this, because it means that people are going to be out of work for quite
in
a while.
In the meanwhile, yeah.
But what it does mean is we don't have to bail these people out
right.
again.
That's just making the problem worse.
The economy right. work.
Every time you bail these people out, yeah, it kicks the can down the road. It makes it so they don't have to close their doors immediately. But it's just a glorified wealth transfer from, again, those people who had what they thought was the foresight to save money. You know, what is supposed to be a good habit
right.
To save money, but it punishes the savers because it takes value out of their bank accounts and literally puts it in the hands of Best Western and Marriott and, you know, all the others.
Yeah, the more money they inject into the system, the less any of your savings is worth as far as any of your savings in the U.S. dollar.
Right, so they're harming all of their potential customers. By doing this, and they don't understand.
Yeah. Say goodbye
ironically
to your 401k.
The people who do make money off this are us, because as they destroy the dollar, those of us who hold Bitcoin will do better and better and better. But, you know, I would rather have live countrymen and a working economy than have my Bitcoin investments go up or
right.
my church's Bitcoin investments go
the
up.
The struggle from the hospitality industry includes 9.1 million layoffs from March to August, as the unemployment rate for the sector peaked at 39.3% in September. So it peaked in September. So again, you're still
seeing... How can they tell what sector you're unemployed in? I know how they can tell what sector you're employed in, but aren't you, if you're unemployed, aren't you unemployed in all sectors simultaneously?
They probably ask you where you had a job.
Yeah, I think yes, they're probably referencing the last job that you had and calling that, you know, the sector that you came from.
While 4.9 million workers have been called back, that still leaves 4.2 million displaced workers and a jobless rate of 19% in September.
My God. 19%!
And that's just, again, the hospitality sector. That's more than double the national level of 7.9%, according to the Labor Department. And again, within 6 months, they're expecting 38,000 of the 57,000 hotels to close.
Oh, that's a lot.
It is.
That is an overwhelming number. Well, and, you know, it makes sense. People aren't traveling. You know, they're not going places.
Nope.
Right? And they got less use for these types of things. 855-450-3733 is our number if you'd like to join us. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up for you.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now's your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.